The Kasich campaign put out the news early on the filing deadline day, and it's easy to see why. The incumbent governor raised nearly $4.5 million in the last 6 months of last year and now has nearly $8 million in the bank going into his reelection campaign. Ed Fitzgerald released his report right at the deadline. The Democratic Cuyahoga County executive raised more than $1.6 million and has over $1.4 million cash on hand. That means Kasich is leading Fitzgerald in the money race by more than 5-1. But this was apparently no surprise to Representative Chris Redfern. It's almost certain that he, as chair of the Ohio Democratic Party, would know where his leading candidate stands in terms of fundraising. And Redfern suggested as much during a panel at the Ohio Associated Press's legislative preview on Thursday.
Will we raise more than John Kasich? Absolutely not. Ed Fitzgerald does not golf, and he certainly doesn't golf with the CEO, Bob Evans. Golf with Mark Kwame. Ed Fitzgerald does not golf, and he certainly does not golf with the CEOs of other well-heeled corporations that have received tens of millions of dollars from public wallets without any transparency to suggest that that investment is wise.
At that same panel, Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges said the fundraising totals are a tribute to the team that Kasich put together for his first race as a candidate for governor.
In 2010, when John Kasich was challenging an incumbent governor, as everybody here knows how difficult it is to beat an incumbent governor in Ohio, it hasn't happened very often over the course of the last 100 years or so. He put together an excellent campaign and started working hard and filed at his year-end report with $4 million in the bank.
At the same point in 2010, incumbent Democrat Ted Strickland had more than $6.2 million on hand. But Kasich ended up outspending Strickland in a campaign that cost well over $30 million. But Redfern said there's no guarantee that more money will bring a victory.
We were outspent with Josh Mandel. I think it was 3-1 when you looked at the corporate resources that went Josh's way, and we were still successful. The president was outspent in Ohio as well, and we were successful. We know we will be outspent by John Kasich.
Redfern said Kasich is raising so much money because he's clearly planning a run for president. Borges said he's never talked to the governor about that, and that the Ohio Republican Party is only focused on the races on the November ballot. But Borges suggested that Democrats might not be ready for the fall.
Maybe they will be, maybe they won't. And maybe they'll have to be facing a primary where they will be spending a lot of that money, and maybe they will not.
There's still no word from Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portune, who has said he is considering challenging Fitzgerald for the Democratic nomination, but also says he's having trouble finding someone to run with him as lieutenant governor. There won't be a Republican primary for governor now that Tea Party activists have said they have not been able to find a team to run against Kasich. But Tea Party organizer Tom Zawistowski says that doesn't mean that Republicans will be able to escape spending money on the primary ballot. Zawistowski says Tea Party candidates will be in 19 House races and as many as 7 Senate races. And he says there will be several running for the Republican Party's State Central Committee.
I think we're going to have close to 50 people with their name on the ballot that they didn't pick. And they're not going to be happy about that. And yes, those people will be totally outmatched. And they will spend millions of dollars to defeat them. And they will attack them personally. But you got to fight back.
Among the 10 major party candidates for the 5 statewide executive offices, Republicans outraised Democrats in the races for governor, secretary of state, and treasurer. But the Democratic challengers for attorney general and auditor outpaced the incumbent Republicans, though the Republicans still have more cash on hand. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.